You're listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans with bands since 2014. On today's episode, Pick and Howl. Enjoy.
So Andrew kind of referenced it earlier, but we're a Telluride band through and through. We all met either at or through Telluride.
Coming back no more, not no more. Well, somewhere south Tennessee, that Georgia girl took a piece of me. Summer's gone, summer's gone, she's the greatest love I'll ever know. I'll never know.
I've been playing banjo for probably like, I guess 10 years-ish. It sounds like I had started yesterday, but influences are, I guess, a big part of why I'm doing what I do. And timing-wise, it kind of is really unfortunate, I guess, but the band that really got me into all of this stuff was Yonder Mountain String Band when I was in high school. And that was, again, was, you know, maybe 12, 14 years ago, something like that, is when I really started listening to it. But playing it is a whole different thing. It's fun to listen to. It's even more fun to play, especially when you have guys that you are all right to hang out with too.
Cool. My name's Jeremy Richard. I play guitar and
Richard.
I sing. Yeah. My name's under scrutiny at all times. But I started out in Florida. I went to some bluegrass festivals and stuff as a kid. The Gamble Rogers Festival, where Guy Clark would be there often, and Red and Chris Henry. Then I kind of fell out of the bluegrass thing, and then moving to Colorado about 5-6 years ago, throws you right back in. And yeah, like Paul says, playing with these guys makes it worth doing. So that's my story.
Wondering if there's any God at all. I've been mending fences and trying to clean my name. Every time this old bus stops, it all looks the same. Got me wondering if there's any God at all. I've been mending fences and trying to clear my name. Every time this old bus stops, it all looks the same.
My name is Peter Barbaro. I'm the mandolinist in the band.
Mandolinist.
I grew up on an odd path in high school. I was in a metal band, opened for some pretty notable metal bands that were crushing it back in the day.
Like who?
Like Megadeth, Children of Bodom, Job for a Cowboy.
You had me at Megadeth.
There's a couple other ones. But yeah, I started getting into jam music and bluegrass mainly, like Paul said, from Yonder Mountain String Band. So I went to summer camp in 2011, saw Jeff play, and I was really interested in picking up a mandolin. So from then, yeah, I've been playing mandolin about 9-ish years. And from then, just been diving into the bluegrass repertoire. I love playing fiddle tunes and all that. And with these guys, it just feels right. It's a good band to be picking with, good group of boys.
My name's Eric Gordon. I play bass with Pick and Hal. Got my start originally on the bass guitar, and then at some point, I don't recall exactly the year, a friend of mine, I think his name is Paul Larson, introduced me to the Yonder Mountain String Band, and man, it was all downhill from there. But yeah, that's I can absolutely blame him for getting me into bluegrass, and countless and other bands along the way. But yeah, just really happy to get to play music with these four other fellas right here. We're having a great time doing it.
It's my journey of how I got into bluegrass. For sure. I played, I picked up guitar when I was like 15.
What's your name?
Oh, Andrew Gordon. Sorry. And I picked up guitar when I was like 15. I'm from Virginia, and my dad played guitar, and he was really into a lot of stuff, a lot of like country flat picking and finger picking, and he would do dead tunes, and he did a lot of Doc Watson tunes, and I kind of like attached onto a lot of that when I was, you know, 15, figuring it all out and doing Doc Watson sitting on my porch, and there wasn't much to do out there. So, you know, I did that, and then I moved out here, and I was in, you know, various bands, and I was like 20. My friend Julian's like, dude, I went to this thing called Telluride Bluegrass. I was like, it's good. And he's like, I'm going to go to Telluride Bluegrass for the rest of my natural life every single year. And I was like, holy shit, I got to do that. So I went to Telluride, and I just started getting crazy into the bluegrass scene out here. And I've been playing guitar for like 10 years. I play dobro now, and I just watched Jerry Douglas at those festivals, and it's just like, what is that, and where can I get one? And I got really into it, and I've been playing about 5 years now.
What they lacked in ambition, they made up for in dreams. Push it up to the limit, always on the verge. No, it'll never admit it, no, won't buy the earth. Throwing water on a grease fire, grease fire, grease fire. Closet freak, though he'll never admit it, she was out of his league. Take it up to the limit, I'm so out of control.
Grease fire.
it's just one of those things where, yeah, we were all just on stage, like, and we really didn't practice together, and just kind of looking over at each other, just like, wow, we got it. This sounds cool. Just felt right.
And I guess that was the foundation of the quote-unquote Pick and Howl sound. We don't
unrehearsed.
Yeah, that's about right. Unrehearsed and above 120 beats per minute. That's about it. Check us out in the future. We'll be on KGNU Radio on September 28th at 11 a.m. We'll be playing from the Boulder's Farmers Market, and later that afternoon we'll be playing the Big Wonderful down in Littleton. And then we're really excited to be playing the Bluebird Theater with Wood and Wire and Old Salt Union on October 26th. So that'll be our first gig at the Bluebird, and we're really excited about that. But if you want to check us out on Instagram at Pick and Howl Band. Maybe at Pick and Howl, one of those. Facebook, Pick and Howl. Email us, pickandhowl@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
And, given we released our new album, we're also on Spotify.
Apple Music.
Apple Music, I believe.
iTunes.
All your favorite streaming platforms.
iTunes, too.
Thank you, guys.
Lucky your dream.
lucky you're drifting away, drifting away, drifting away. Yeah. Hold on so long as you're drifting away. Where the sun always arises or sinks with a song. Lucky you are drifting away. When the winters are short, but them old summers are long. Lucky you're drifting away. If you trust what you must, of course it's hard to decide. Lucky you're drifting away. You just close both your eyes, hold on for the ride. Lucky, and you're drifting away. Drifting away.
That's right.
Drifting away. Hold on so long.
Yeah, you're drifting away.
If it's the wind off the mountain, eat the wing of a dove. Lucky you are drifting away. That's right. Are you lucky at all? Or maybe, hey, just lucky enough. What the hell? Lucky and we're drifting away. Drifting away. Drifting.
Five-piece band that has been like really trying to work, practice together, write new songs and stuff. So it's definitely still in its infancy, and I think there's a lot of exciting things to come. I mean, just looking at the set list from tonight's gig, so it's an album release party, but I think we're playing two songs from that album. The rest is new stuff.
Yeah, a lot of new stuff.
So it's definitely, the momentum is still building for sure.
Yeah, look forward to what the future holds. Start in Colorado and see what takes us out of there.
Just outside of Boulder, Thank you guys so much. We're picking Howl. We love all of you. Stay tuned for Buffalo Commons.
You've been listening to Denver Jamgrass. This episode was recorded by Kirk Hubbard and edited and produced by Max Bailey. Talk to you next week.